Happy Wednesday, guys.
No, I don't know. Oh, there you are. I was about to say.
Oh,
I don't
there
know
he
where,
is.
I don't know where Robbie is. Hello, Robbie.
He's right here.
You want
right
me
here,
to do the
actually.
Intro? Want me to do
oh,
the
yeah,
intro
sure.
for you real
yeah,
quick
you know,
while you're making coffee?
Why not? Yeah, I'll just pour myself a coffee. You go about the intro.
Sure. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome to Community Coffee Break for Wednesday, 6th of May, 2020. On the call, looks like we've got me. I don't know where I am on the screen, but there I am. Hello. And Peter. And then we have Marshman. Then we have Ron Morissette. Thanks, Ron. And there's Robbie, finally back with his coffee after messing up the kitchen area. And Agamotto, welcome.
Yep.
Hey,
all
everybody.
Right. Discuss.
Look at what arrived.
The floor is open.
We got four boxes.
Ooh,
that
looks
look
like
just
an
like this.
That looks like an Odroid to me.
Nope.
Oh,
close though. I mean, close as far as size goes.
HDMI.
Yes.
Oh.
Your text instructions on DVD.
So these came in. I haven't even been to the studio, so I don't know if they work yet. Mounting hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And look at
Do
how cute
like,
it is.
Oh, does it look like it's powered?
It is
it
powered.
It is powered.
Yeah.
Okay. That would help a lot.
That's the idea. So I've went, instead of passive, I've gone with a powered unit that is, it basically allows you to daisy chain two HDMI cables. So the HDMI output is going to go along the big long cable into the producer's room. Mm-hmm. And then the input is going to be where I plug in the camera.
Okay.
Here's
is
hoping.
That, does that mean you can stretch 50 feet from that point now, from the repeater point? Or does the total length still
no.
have to be?
Well, you tell me based on the instructions.
It looks like it's Chinese or something.
That
am I right?
is
it's
definitely hieroglyphs.
It's out of focus to me, so I can't
Sorry
tell.
About that.
Oh, boy.
Yep, a whole bunch of Chinese characters, and then it says 4K/60 FPS.
Okay.
Okay.
A whole bunch of Chinese.
All that matters.
Yeah, that's all I care.
Yeah.
So to answer your question,
I don't know.
I'm going to need an interpreter. I'm guessing this is not made in the U.S. Just a guess.
I was at work. I could have scanned that into one of our machines and had it translated for
you. Oh yeah, have you guys seen that? The
Do
Google
it,
Translate app.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys got the Google Translate app in your phone?
Yeah. Probably.
Because if you switch your camera on and you scan, like you just pointed at something like that, it will actually on the screen change it to English.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Cool. So we've gone to I mentioned the Asian grocery store, which is where I get my kimchi, right?
Yes.
So I can get like a package like that.
Cool. Yeah.
Where the ingredients on the back are all these hieroglyphs. Yes. You point
it will
your phone
say,
in it.
It will say MSG, MSG, and more MSG, most likely.
Yes. It's actually been pretty helpful because we do a lot of Asian food, and so I've used that a few times, and a lot of times for snack foods too, because like a bag that we would see as like crisps or chips, you don't know what the ingredients are or what on earth it is.
Well, if it's Chinese or Japanese, it'll be tofu, soya.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we buy that too. Yes.
Buying that dog.
You barbecued some last night.
Yes, I did. Actually, tofu on the barbecue has been a really good kind of substitute for Becca and the kids. I had pork chops.
Nice. Well, now that tofu, you've got to flavor it, right? Because there's no flavor to the tofu itself, is there?
Yeah, pretty much. So what Becca does before I get home is she'll press the water out of it on the, like just put some weight on top to press the water out.
Sure.
And then she'll slice it so that they're individual kind of steaks, and then marinate it in like a teriyaki homemade.
And
marinade.
how long would you marinate it for?
At least a half hour.
Good.
Maybe an hour.
Yep.
Yeah,
hours
maybe an hour if
be
you can.
Better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last night it was a half hour because it was like a last minute kind of like, what are we going to do for dinner? I'll barbecue.
There you go.
Yeah. I had those chops in the fridge.
How'd that chunk of beef that it turned out okay. It was the wrong cut of beef to put in the crock pot. What I was hoping to do was to just cook that meat low and slow for hours and hours until it literally just falls apart.
And what cut was it?
It was a pot roast.
What I should have called a pot roast?
Yeah. So what I should have done is used something with a little more marbling, I think, so that would separate out.
I've always disliked a piece of chuck
or something.
Oh yes, just wrap it in bacon. That's the solution.
Oh baby, alrighty then, worked for me. But it was quite edible. It just wasn't. It just didn't come apart as I'd hoped it would. So I just bought the wrong cut of meat. That's all.
Okay. I've never liked Eye of Round for that reason because I've always cooked low and slow. And then I just found out the other day, I know it's silly, but I just found out, no, Eye of Round, it's so lean that you've got to cook it fast. Right. So lots of high heat and get it cooked fast.
And I think that's what happened. Yeah, I think that's what happened with this one.
So I've always done the low and slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was what butt roast was for.
Yeah, but this is not butt roast. This was
pot roast. Would be pretty fatty. Yeah. That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I take something, please? Just to tell you, my audio may not be any good because I have Albert Feld on it, and I just got an address to the hospital. I've got to wait a long time, and I finding food and eating a bit difficult. So if you want to go a bit funny, don't worry. It's not working well at the moment. So I just like to tell you that one. It went after this morning. It went, and I mean, I can't eat or drink anything particularly, and it's very horrible. So I'll let you know.
So does that mean we should stop talking about cooking food and eating food then, Peter? Is that what you're requesting?
I love food, but no, drinking is more of a problem. I'm on board sick now, and it's really made out of bullshit, it's a thickener, and it's not very thick and very nice and not very horrible. That time I see a cup of tea, I don't want to drink it because it tastes vile. The gold is slightly thicker inside it. You have to thicken it up so I can swallow it. A tip of the day. You do one of those batteries, okay? You
may like a 9-volt, yeah.
If you want a one of those, get an old one of those, take the top off of it, solder two wires on it, and then put aridite on top, and it goes off a battery clip.
Perfect. There you go. You saved yourself 30 cents, boys. it is a good hack, though. That's the only battery that I know of that you can do that.
You can do it on the BP6s as well. What we call the
BP6.
I don't know who BP6 is.
BP6.
I only know BP9.
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
So now we know who the dyslexic is in the bunch.
Wait, all this time it's just upside down.
So anyway, that's why I'm today. If you want to go to garbled, it's not you, it should be. By the way, yeah. I'm on my Linux computer, by the way, everybody. I'd like to tell you I'm on a Linux computer doing this, yeah. Okay, carry on.
your camera's doing better now, Peter. Your microphone is a little bit on the... Leaves some to be desired. Yeah, you'd be good because we have trouble hearing you. It would be good if you got like a reasonably decent microphone. I think that would probably help.
The problem is that he overdrove that microphone big time yesterday, a couple of days ago.
And now it's under.
And yeah. now it's a bit under. Yep.
Zoom has a pretty good, in the settings, you can select to automatically adjust your microphone. And if you set it to automatic, if you're too loud, it will automatically turn you down. And if you're too quiet, it will automatically turn it up.
That better now. I dropped to 27.
That is a bit better.
That is better, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. But if you set it to automatic, then you're not having to worry about it. And then if the dog barks, Zoom will presumably automatically turn down your microphone a little bit, so we're not all blasted.
You mean the automatic in Zoom, you mean not in
the microphone settings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty helpful.
Yeah, as I say, that's a definite improvement there.
For sure. We're all learning how to operate within this Zoom-powered environment.
Indeed.
That is 2020, yes.
Well, I'm just used to doing this on my phone, not the computer, so it's like, oh.
That's okay, what I'm using, yeah. That's what I'm using. I have a Bluetooth headset, which really makes a difference. I think that helps with the audio big time.
Yes. Mm. At some point, we'll bring our Borg implants.
Yes.
I can't find the automatic. I've looked in, I looked at the automatic in Linux, but I can't find it in Zoom.
Go through your settings. You don't have to be on to find it. Like maybe after the coffee break, take a look through your settings and see if you can find it.
Yeah, I'll have a look for it, yeah. Okay.
So I got the shipping notification for the parts for the clothes washing machine.
So excellent.
I guess Sears Parts Direct still works. So
Sears?
The website is actually Sears Parts Direct, all one word.
Okay.
SearsParts.com.
Sears Parts. So it's not Sears Parts.
No, it's Sears it's, Parts. Is. No, it's all one word, Sears Parts Direct.
I think here in North America it would be called A&E because that's what was spun off from what was left of Sears Holdings.
Oh, yeah. We just have an appliance. I think they call them appliance shack or something like that here in Barrie. And it's just like a mom and pop shop that they have everything. Anytime you need anything, you just walk in the door and say, this is the model of my washer. I need this part. And they go into the back and grab it for you. It's pretty brilliant.
There's an auto parts place close to me that does the same thing. I don't know where he gets his parts from, but you know, if you can describe the make and model of your vehicle and the part number you need, almost certainly
those places do well. Yeah, we as consumers, like we'll walk in and like, how do they have everything? But then you realize that the actual like the auto shops use them as their supplier so that they've got immediate local access to parts.
Good point.
So it makes a lot of sense then. Yeah,
they've got a what in the back?
They've got a chop shop in the back.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Then the chop shop must be putting all the packaging back around the parts because they look like new parts. I get them,
just so. Whatever you do, don't park in a red spot.
Well, exactly.
My hubcaps go. So,
yeah, they'll find the shrink wrap packing to put it all back into.
Yeah.
Very good.
So today is show day, guys.
Yay!
That's my life in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm still waiting patiently. Still waiting patiently for that pine time. Because
me too.
I could start writing some code, but I have no idea if it's going to work or not until I actually get the device.
FedEx says my C4 is meant to be here. Which sounds funny now that I say it. Yeah, I'm just getting a shipment of C4.
What were you blowing today?
I shipped a whole bunch of C4 by FedEx.
C4 is a type of explosive.
Yeah, we did it.
Exactly.
That was the joke.
Yeah, that was the reference.
Over three, and they should have shipped over four.
Well, that's true. It makes you wonder what happened to C1, C2, and C3. Did they?
I wonder if it's because they're like Raspberry Pi 4, Odroid C4, right? I wonder if that's the connection.
I don't know.
Against the failed recipes.
Actually, the C1
right to the 9.
The C1 and the C2 were both released previously, the C3 was an in-house development model that they decided not to release. And so the C4 is the latest model.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About got your question. A long time ago when I was at work, there was cutting nickel screws, and they were all getting hot under the collar because of the nickel. Do you have that problem, or is that problem gone away now? Cutting nickel screws make them shorter. The nickel in it is supposed to be poison. Anybody heard of that one before?
Nickel?
No.
Cost a nickel, or they were made of nickel?
Made of nickel. Made of nickel, the metal nickel. And I, chemical thing, and I. They didn't like us cutting nickel screws up because they thought we were on the die. Management got a bit upset about it. I don't know why they were getting upset, but they made all their bloody face masks. I remember I was cutting up some today. I was thinking about that, you know. I was cutting up some today to shorten them a wee bit, and I still remembered about the nickel screws at work, and that was a long time ago. Yeah, I just, when anybody in these places have heard, I've had that problem before, you know, where you got to try a nickel screw, and because it's nickel, it's supposed to be a poison, and it's supposed to be harmful to you.
Peter, I can never tell if you're messing with us or not, since the Doctor Who's parents box internet thing. So I can never tell whether you're messing with us or not.
Well, I know jewelers don't use nickel much because they're having allergic reactions in earrings and other jewelry with nickel.
No, but I've been very serious about nickel. They were in about the 90s when I worked at Nature Company, and we worked in the instrument part of the company, and they were cutting screws down to fit into the instruments because they were too long, and put a nut on and axle on the top of, and then use a folder to make it, you know, right. And the management came in one day and said that we couldn't do that because the nickel was poisoned. I don't know. They all got aggravated about it as well, you know. We had to wear all the spacemen stuff as well, almost, you know. I don't know why they were doing that, but anyway, I never heard it after that, you know. You look it up now.
Speaking of nickel, you guys hear the Raspberry Pi's got a new camera?
Huh?
Not a perfect segue.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Raspberry Pi camera?
No, you're missing.
Yes, I've heard about you,
Robbie.
Yep. Yeah, Bo, you of course Bo heard about it. Oh, are you going to be stalking it?
I've been contemplating it. It's pretty pricey, though.
It is. But the marketing makes it out to sound like it's not. Only $50. Oh, until you add it to your cart and then realize, nope, it's $150.
What?
By the time you get away with that. Yeah.
It's just the sensor. It's just the sensor.
Okay. Not the module. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess Raspberry Pi, you're closer to $200. Yep. At least Canadian. Maybe not quite that much American.
I suppose if you want an open source door camera, yeah.
who are you calling a door camera?
The telephoto and the wide angle from Kennekit.
What's that, Bill?
For $135, I got the camera, the telephoto lens, and the wide angle lens from Kennekit.
Nice. Sweet. That's not bad. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
But it's like 12 and a half megapixels. So you're talking like potentially movie camera quality or a reasonable DSLR quality out of a Raspberry Pi, which is kind of neat. I wonder what it's going
to
be used for.
But is it powerful enough to be able to handle streaming? That kind of
that's what
resolution.
I don't know yet. Well, it's 1080p.
Well, it'd be one way to catch the neighbor across the street in her nightgown.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Where did this just go?
He went there.
As usual, Agamotto takes it to the gutter. Thank you.
I was going to tell you my use case, but now Agamotto is going to completely twist it. I was thinking maybe connect the sensor to a telescope.
Oh yeah.
So that I can do nighttime photography at 12 megapixels.
So you can
that
look
was my thought.
Down the block.
Yes, yeah, there yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah. Now you can be a little more selective.
We've had a little scandal in our neighborhood group watch. It's an online thing called Neighborhoods. Uh-huh. And somebody posted some camera from their Ring doorbell thing. One of the neighbors going out to get the newspaper and is in their bathrobe. And, of course, there was something of a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, boy.
And instead of just politely informing the neighbor, hey, you might want to consider some different underclothing. No, somebody had to put it on the group and the Moline Police Department in order to be a, well,
oh, how embarrassing.
Bot.
Wow. Some people. All right, so that's not what the Raspberry Pi camera's for, boys.
I would hope not.
unless Agamotto
stick
has
with the
one.
Wide yeah, stick with the wide-angle lens, Agamotto. I don't want to see you buying a telephoto.
Oddly enough, I am one of the least technologically houses in the world because I just don't trust all that stuff in the household yet.
Yeah, maybe that's what I find intriguing about it, though, is that because it's Raspberry Pi, you are the one in control of what it does. So, like Ring, you don't know where it's sending your data.
Yeah, and see, like with that.
And I love the idea. I love the idea, but I just don't like that it's in someone else's control, that your data is in someone else's control.
Yeah, yeah. So here you could make your own out of a Raspberry Pi if you wanted to.
Well, I think I've mentioned I have a Synology box, and one of the apps on that particular box is called Surveillance Station. You can mount cameras around the outside of your building.
Too cool.
And have it all controlled by the Synology box itself. So it's all your data, your images.
Storing it on your drive.
Doesn't go anywhere else. And that's what I like about it.
Does it just use like any IP camera that it finds on the network?
Yeah, on the website they've got some recommended cameras that you can get.
Okay. Which, you don't have to buy one from them or anything. You can just use...
No. They just say you can use any of these and they'll work. You know, you just point to your Synology box to it and it will go. The issue, though, is that you only get a license for like one or two cameras. If you want to add more cameras, then you have to pay.
See, that's what I want to get away from. You got to put more money into it in order to get better software features. That's why Microtech is so appealing.
Microscope.
See, you could use the Raspberry Pi camera on that. Put it on the lens or on the viewfinder. That'd be amazing.
Reading small print on ICs because some of the print on ICs are a bit small.
You need a microfiche, not a microscope.
Oh, I remember those microfiche. I remember those.
Yeah.
I remember messing with those way back when.
Still
those were the days.
Right. I mean, it works, but it obviously quite good. You can read the print on it. Because the print on those ICs are very small, but in these
services. You've got to have a steady hand, though, to move it just so.
Understand.
Yeah, okay.
One that it's a kiddies one, but it works all right for me. Looking at things, it's cheap, so I didn't want to buy expensive one. I just wanted to look at I couldn't read the print of things.
Now I'm picturing Peter now sitting in a nice big lazy boy recliner. He's got a good book in his hand and he's got a microscope connected to his forehead.
like a Borg, right?
The
lens is coming out of his eyes.
Whatever works.
That's true.
You'll get my age. You will.
Yeah.
Lights go.
Uh-huh.
Now my eyes are bad. I don't have the
Yeah. Well, hey, if that works, man. I've just got the glasses. I couldn't read without them, but.
Well, I thought about LASIK. I thought about LASIK once. I thought, there's no way. There's no way I'm letting them. There's no way I'm letting them cut my eye open so they can hit the back of the eye with a laser and then put it all back together. No.
Yeah, I've been told that wouldn't work for me just with the astigmatism that I have.
Oh, yeah. Right. If you have astigmatism, it doesn't do well.
Yeah. It up, don't see it. It looks more of a sight that way. Because Mary Lou's in the sight, and the good eye, they did that on Mary's good eye and mucked it up. And now she's got those sights.
Oh.
She got it. No, it's not very nice. I know. Now she got the old glasses or without glasses.
Oh, dear. See, Solbu's not here today, is he? So Peter's taking charge of.
He would spin. Solbu would spin this in such a way it would be,
Well, Peter's taking care of making sure there's something better.
Good job.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Oh. Yep. No, so you were considering LASIK. Let me tell you about someone who it was not successful for.
You're guaranteed you're going to get horror stories no matter what. You know.
Yeah.
Do they have the lenses where they actually put the lens in your eye? Because I'm looking at that.
I haven't been in Australia for 20 some years. So.
Oh, sorry. I was just going by the accent. Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. But the answer is, yeah, they do. I believe you can. This is for cataracts, right?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
It's true here in the States as well.
This is basically a special type of soft contact lens that they can put in your eye, between the lens in your eye and everything else, as an alternative to LASIK for people with astigmatisms and such.
Neat.
Oh, okay. No, I've not heard of that. I've only ever heard of replacing the cornea for folks who've got cataracts.
I've got family members who have had that done in order to remedy their cataracts. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And night and day for them. Like one day you can't see, the next day all of a sudden you got clear vision. That's just unreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to get my.
My colleague had it done as well, yeah. Well, recently, Jim had it done, so he said it was between 9 and 8. He said it was fantastic, yeah. But it did happen. Mary was a different case. She had lots of problems, though. It wasn't surgery, probably just that all the problems happened while we were in the operation. So, you know, but she's right. We took the risk, you know. Because it could be the yeah. Don't laugh at it, Robbie. I'm being bloody serious.
Yeah, a little too serious. It's the end. the end of our coffee break, guys. Wish me luck tonight. I got a lot of wiring and stuff to do, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I wish I had like a day or a week or something. Yeah, I'm gonna do my best to.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. And do the news for me, and then I've got to get everything going and get everything set up. It's nice having Becca willing to do that because she's like the one person that I know who's allowed to come on site, right? Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful right now for us. So
well, we'll be there to cheer you on, Robbie. Don't worry.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's all good.
I'll see you guys tonight, and for those who won't be there, see you tomorrow at the coffee break. Bye bye.
All right.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.